second. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,882. PGSD LLC seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-82B and 115-83.8B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Lighthouse Road, Route 54, approximately 530 feet east of Old Mill Bridge Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1 and CR1. The tax maps are District 533, Map 12, Parcel 76.03, 76.06, and 77. Specifically, they're requesting a front yard setback from for the gas station canopy. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and we did receive one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mike Ryman, 309 South Governors Avenue, Dover, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Mike Ryman. I'm with Becker Morgan Group, civil engineer, representing the applicant of the property. This is for the development of a parcel as a future Royal Farms. We are here tonight requesting a variance from the front yard setback associated with fuel canopy for the property. Essentially, you can see the site layout here. Let me go back and let's go very straight. This is a zoomed out view just to give you an idea where the property is located. This is 54 out front, Maricona Bayside entrance located right here. So we are this parcel here. The property was actually created by a prior subdivision which created this parcel of land associated with the development of this property in the back, which has been approved and currently under construction. What we are asking for is relief from the front yard setback, which is a 60-foot setback, which is this yellow line that you see right here, and our encroachment is 14.67 or 14.7 feet into that encroachment from that yellow line. A couple, just to go through the criteria, the uniqueness of the property. The uniqueness of the property is sort of is the narrow nature of the property. It is a very narrow property for commercial use. Whether or not the property could otherwise be developed, if we were to comply with the setback, the fuel canopy would have to be pushed back such that there would not be drive aisles for safe maneuvering of vehicles between the building, parking, and the fuel canopy. Or if we were to reduce this drive aisle, we would not have safe circulation for the fuel truck that needs to access the property to safely circulate. We have located the building as far back as we possibly could put the building. The rear setback line is shown right here. And we have pushed that building as far back as we can so that we could minimize that particular variance. The condition was not created by us. The property was created by a previous subdivision. But in addition to that, there was a right-of-way acquisition that was by DelDOT. DelDOT took additional right-of-way along the frontage. The original right-of-way was this yellow line that you see here that you can see my little hand there. And the new right-of-way is the red. So that has pushed the setback back by about 20 feet. And if we were, you know, subject to the original property line prior to the acquisition, then we would not need a variance. So, but that you can see how much of an impact that has had to the setback of the property. The canopy would be located inside the setback if not for that acquisition of right-of-way. As it relates to altering the character of the neighborhood, going back to this overall aerial, what you'll see is there are a number of commercial establishments along Route 54 that are actually much closer to the road than us. You can see this building here. Now we show that at a 42 foot to the right-of-way. One thing you'll note is the right-of-way, which is this yellow line, jogs as you kind of move along. And it kind of continues to jog back, and it jogs sort of back the most in front of our property. But you can see how much closer this building is to the road as compared to our canopy, which is right here. And then another structure here at 45 feet to the right-of-way, and then ours is consistent with that at 45. There's also another gas station located right here, that's the fuel canopy, and you can see how much closer that is than our canopy here. Now that does say 60 feet compared to our 45, but one thing of note is that there was not a right-of-way acquisition that we could tell. But this is a tax map. So we're using tax map data here. We did not survey this property, but tax map data, just visually, we can see how much closer the canopy is to the road as compared to ours. So based on that, we don't believe that this request would result in alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
All right. Let's start with, excuse me, let's start with you, Mr. Hudson.
I have two. The building, is that a standard size building for Royal Farms?
Yes, sir.
So it's not larger or smaller than the standard?
It's actually one of the smaller prototypes. They have a prototype that is a much bigger prototype. It's one of the smaller ones.
All right. The other question I had was when the property was purchased, was the was Royal Farms aware of the new DOT line there?
Yeah, the property is actually under contract to be purchased by Royal Farms now.
Okay. All right.
So this is something that was discovered as part of that process.
Okay. Thank you.
No further questions?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr.
answer the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
I see you've got a stormwater management pond there on your site plan as well.
Okay. Do you just want me to talk?
I see it, and you look like you're looking. I presume that it says existing, so I presume that was there when your client entered into the contract to purchase it.
So that stormwater facility is actually is related to the property development in the back. So that pond is being constructed, and it's been just recently constructed, and it was approved with the development of the townhouse community behind us.
So, but it's on your on this property as well?
It is on this property, that's correct.
Is that something that also kind of limited the buildable area of the lot?
Absolutely.
Okay. And it looks to me like you're fronting on three roads as well. Is that right? Am I seeing that right?
Correct. Ark Avenue in the back, which is a road that serves the townhouse community to the rear, and then Profit Place, which is an access road from Route 54 to Ark Avenue. So we are surrounded by three roads, that is correct.
Does that limit some of your parking and whatnot, the design of this? Having those three, because it looks like you've got two right in, or it looks like you've got a couple different access points here.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly does impact the ability to lay the site out, yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. The state of Delaware's change in right-of-way certainly created a uniqueness and also bit of a hardship, practical difficulty for the applicant. So I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear any testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think it's a minimum afford relief. Make a motion. We approve case number 11,882.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,882. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,882 is approved.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too, sir.